The regular season is fast approaching, and the Nationals still have to answer a lot of roster questions. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there in odds, lines, info on every game right up to the final national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or mobile device and even track your bracket in real time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE. That's promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on the first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the Nationals and what players are going to break camp with the team, what players will be on the field on the opening game. And in this particular episode, I am going to talk about Trey Lipsicum, a guy that has, you know, surprised, I guess, to a certain extent, a lot of different people by his play on the field, making it interesting on who the second baseman is. Listen, I know that he can play other infield positions, but I think if there is someone out there to challenge Luis Garcia, it is Trey Lipsicum, and he's making it difficult. It's not too difficult for me. I think that the decision is easy. And, you know, if you even want to take a look at Luis Garcia here briefly, is that, you know, we take a look at last season. He didn't play well, got sent down, got called back up as kind of a shot across his bow to say, hey, buddy, wake up, you're playing Major League Baseball, let's get it together. And then you take a look at spring training this season, and there was a moment that manager Davey Martinez said that a play that Luis Garcia made was dumb. So it's never a good thing if your manager said that something that you did on the field was dumb. So that is why the Nationals, I think, you know, they're kind of already leaning in the direction of going with Trey. I guess it remains to be seen if that's the case. But talking about Lipsicum, the 2022 third-round pick has impressed all spring and enters today's Grapefruit League final sporting a .396 batting average and a .955 OPS while playing well at third, second, and shortstop. Now, there are other positions that he could play. Of course, he could play third, but they kind of have Senzel circled for playing third base. And shortstop, listen, that's C.J. Abrams. I think that, you know, Lipsicum could fill in a pinch. You know, say something happened with C.J. Abrams and he got injured, I have no doubt in my mind that he would do a fine job. But I think that the second base position is a weakness for the Nationals, and just based on his play this spring training, why not go with a guy that's got a good upside? Take a gamble, and I think that it'll pay off. But it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to fit in, because we know that the Nationals have that Rule 5 draft pick in Nazem Nunez. So that's one option. They could take him and have him go back to the Marlins, or cut second baseman Luis Garcia. Now, wouldn't that be an interesting move? Because, you know, listen, a lot of the insiders say that, you know, despite how great Trey has played in the preseason, there's no way that he is going to beat out Luis Garcia for the job. I disagree with that assessment, but there are some of the insiders that say that. I happen to think that if you're asking me my knee-jerk reaction, what should they do? I think that they should go with Trey Lipsicum at second base, knowing that he is flexible. But taking a look at third baseman Nick Senzel, who has options, but we know that he's signed for $2 million. So obviously they had him penciled in. They're paying him a substantial amount of money. I don't think they're going to bench him. I don't think they're going to cut him. So it is a difficult position. And then you take a look at utility man Ildemaro Vargas, who is out of options as well and was re-signed during the final week of the 2023 season, writes Masson. So some interesting things. I always kind of viewed Vargas as more of a utility player. I never really had him circled for playing third, short, or second on every game basis. But, you know, in his moments that he did play, I think that he had played well. The decision for me is an easy one, though. Trey Lipsicum has done nothing but kill it all spring training. And why should you punish him by sending him down? And that's ultimately what you would do. And Davey Martinez, he talks of the struggle as well. I think that he's torn. I think that ultimately this is a decision that's up to Rizzo. I'm sure that Rizzo and Martinez, you know, talk and say, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? But Martinez is talking about how it's difficult. Martinez says he's making it hard. As you know, I love this kid and he's done everything right. We still haven't made that final decision, but he's done really well. My biggest thing is he's got to play every day, as we all know. I'm going to sit and talk to GM Mike Rizzo today in the next couple days and figure out what we're going to do. So, Nationals fans, I want to hear from you. Hit me up on Twitter at DanCaps218 and say, is Trey Lipsicum, is he the right guy for second base? And if not, who do you think should be the guy? And, you know, you got to kind of look past about doing the easy thing, because as we sit here right now, the easy thing to do would be to make it Luis Garcia. But ultimately, I don't think it's the right decision. But taking a look at it, if Lipsicum makes the team, the Nats would still need to clear more on the 40-man roster. They can do it by placing Strasburg, Cavalli on the 60-day IL. And then we take a look at Cavalli, who had the Tommy John surgery 1 year ago, is poised to come back. Like in June or July. So they do have some flexibility. Steven Strasburg continues to hang like a millstone around the Nationals' neck, you know, showing that that contract has aged like a carton of milk. But, you know, suffice it to say, it is still there and they need to deal with it. We know that Cade Cavalli, that they could put on the IL, that would give them some flexibility. So it is possible. I'm going to go ahead and say it's not going to be an easy thing to do, but I think the Nationals need to do the right thing and put Trey on the big team. And, you know, I guess I don't understand, you know, Davey Martinez's reluctance, you know, when he said that, you know, he's going to have to play every game. Well, so be it. Have we noticed any gaffes? Have we noticed any weakness in his game? I particularly have not noticed any weakness in his game, so I think that it's kind of a no-brainer for me. Talking about here, you know, the positions and where he could potentially play, that in this episode is the biggest thing. And some of the players on this team that I had hoped for breaking camp, in particular James Wood, they were reassigned to minor league camp on Friday. This is ending a spring training for James Wood that I was really pulling for him. I was really hoping that somehow, some way, he could find a way on to the big team. But it's interesting because you take a look at the players that are in the outfield and none of them are a sure thing. So I still think that it's possible at some point that we see James Wood on the big team. But it's not going to be an easy path for him either. But the one thing that we know for sure as Nationals fans is that the moves that were made in the offseason are all just stopgap measures. It's just they're things put in place because we know what lies ahead. We know Dylan Cruz. We know James Wood. We know Brady House. That sometimes, you know, adhering to patience and knowing that, you know, maybe it's not the right decision for today, it'll be the right decision down the road. And I got to think that, you know, if we take a look at the season, the one thing I know is that the baseball season is a very long season. There's injuries, there's inconsistent play, that if for some reason that there is some faltering in the outfield, that, you know, you could take a look at James Wood or something like that, they would be a perfect person to use as a call-up at some point. Just because, I mean, the thing of it is there's nothing in James Wood either glaringly that has stood out that said you need to go back and, you know, play in the minors. There's just nothing in his game that has led me to think that that is the right decision. But they're not easy decisions for me to make. That's ultimately why Mike Rizzo makes the big bucks, being the GM of the Nationals. But that is the decision that was made, just with the knowledge that at some point he could get the call up if needed. But to wrap up this show talking about Trey Lipsicum, my reaction as a fan of the Nationals at the end of the day and a guy that hosts a podcast on the Nationals: make Trey Lipsicum the starting second baseman. I don't think there's any real question, and let the cards fall where they may when it comes to Luis Garcia. We know he's inconsistent. We've seen him be inconsistent, that I don't see the need to want to keep retreading that wheel for a guy that we know might not just be the right fit.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.